Welcome, image bearers. Ephesians 6:12 through 18 says, "For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the powers of this dark world, and against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realms. Therefore, put on the full armor of God so that when the day of evil comes, you may be able to stand your ground. And after having done everything to stand, stand firm then, with the belt of truth buckled around your waist, with the breastplate of righteousness in place, and with your feet fitted with the readiness that comes from the gospel of peace. In addition to all this, take up the shield of faith, with which you can extinguish all the flaming arrows of the evil one. Take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, and pray in the Spirit on all occasions with all kinds of prayers and requests. With this in mind, be alert and always keep on praying for all the Lord's people." And with that in mind, we come to our prayer spiritual formation verse, Exodus 33:18. "Show me your glory, I pray." Moses here has been interceding for the people God called him to lead. He gets to see God's glory because of his prayer. Moses reminds God of what he called him to do. He again reminds the Lord that this relationship is something that God initiated. He was saying, "Hey man, this is all you're doing. You said I have favor with you. And so if I really have, then show me your ways and give me favor and consider all these people that you have called me to lead." The Lord answers by showing and declaring his name before Moses. This is my favorite part. The Lord answers this prayer and this petition and this outcry by answering and showing Moses and declaring his name before Moses. Part of this declaration of his name is, "I am the Lord. I will be gracious to whom I will be gracious." When we pray, when we partner with God in all he is doing, I think the outcome of our prayers, part of the answer, is us getting to witness his glory and find deeper understanding in who he is. We understand his name. When we pray, aren't we really asking God to reveal his ways to us as Moses asked? We have truly found favor with God as followers of Jesus. I think God is honored when we remind him, "Hey, you're orchestrating all this in our lives. You're the one in control. So now I need you to provide, and hey, consider all these people you have placed under my watch." If you're a teacher or a parent, that's our kids. If you're a student, that could be all the students in grades below you. They're under your watch. Let's petition the Lord with a humble posture of his granted favor. We have not done anything that deserves it. He just grants it. Through prayer, God reveals himself, which helps us see ourselves as we are made in his imago Dei.
Hi, I'm Lenora. I'm a senior and I have attended the school since first grade. This week's attribute is God is gracious. Definition: one who is full of grace, kindness, mercy, and compassion. Scriptures: Nehemiah 9:31. "However, in your abundant compassion, you did not destroy them or abandon them, for you are a gracious and compassionate God." Psalm 86:15. "But you, Lord, are a compassionate and gracious God, slow to anger and abounding in faithful love and truth." Psalm 145:8. "The Lord is gracious and compassionate, slow to anger and great in mercy."
Father God, we thank you that you are full of grace, kindness, mercy, and compassion. We praise you that this is part of who you declare your name to be, and that you are gracious to whom you want to be gracious with. Thank you for revealing your Son and yourself to us. Lord, we recognize that we are so undeserving. God, I pray that we would find favor with you as we pray for our people, pray for our families. God, we thank you for this bridge that has been created through your Son, Jesus, to allow us to intercede, to allow us to connect with you. God, may we not take it for granted. Father, would you draw near to us as we draw near to you? We thank you for all that you are doing in our lives. We thank you for your graciousness, for your kindness, for your mercy. We thank you that you are a compassionate God. Lord, we pray that as we pray, you would show and reveal yourself and all your ways to us as part of the answers. And now as we pray from Ephesians 3:20, in the long pause, fill in whoever's name the Lord place in your heart to pray for. Lord, because you are able to do immeasurably more than all asks or imagines, according to your power that is at work within them, to you be the glory in the church and in Christ Jesus throughout all generations, forever and ever. Amen.
This week we pray for protection and health. May students and staff at our school turn to God, who is a refuge in times of trouble. May all plans for evil be quickly thwarted. May our school move forward in good health and safety.
Our concluding question for today, how do we see God and come to know him? We see God by the light of his revelation, not by our imagination. God reveals his character and his purposes through his word and works. See scriptures Psalm 19:1 and 2, Romans 1:20, Hebrews 1:1 and 2. May the peace of God that transcends all understanding guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Have a blessed week. For more information or to find out more about our questions and answers, check out the book by Trevin Wax and Thomas West called The Gospel Way Catechism.